Welcome to The Deep Dive, the show where we take your sources and unearth the most important nuggets of knowledge and insight. I'm Taylor Gates.
And I'm Charlie Page. We're your guides today as we embark on a thorough deep dive into TechCrunch for Saturday, August 9th, 2025.
That's right. Today, we're cutting through the digital noise to bring you the vital insights, surprising facts, and crucial implications from the world of tech.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a stack of sources here covering everything from new AI models pushing boundaries to the relentless pace of robotics.
And the ever-present challenges in cybersecurity, right? And also the fascinating dynamics of startup funding. A lot to cover.
Exactly.
Our mission for you, our curious listener, is really to help you quickly grasp what truly matters from these headlines.
Understand the why behind it all.
Yeah, understand the why behind the developments and connect the dots across seemingly disparate topics. We want you to walk away feeling, truly well-informed.
With a sense of those surprising connections that shape our tech future.
Exactly. So buckle up, because there's a lot to unpack.
And unpack we shall. Yep. Let's start with a truly incredible area where AI is making just astonishing strides.
Okay.
Its application in the most extreme environments, right? Both in space and for critical healthcare here on Earth. It's this fascinating celestial convergence.
It is a remarkable pattern, isn't it? How tech design for these really demanding, unforgiving places often finds its way back to, profoundly improve our daily lives.
Right.
And a prime example is this collaboration between NASA and Google. They're working on an AI medical assistant specifically designed for astronauts on Mars-bound missions.
Just imagine for a second. Here, millions of miles from Earth, no immediate medical help.
Yeah, unthinkable.
This AI tool isn't just like a nice to have. It's absolutely crucial for astronaut health on those incredibly long space flights.
It's basically a virtual doctor.
Pretty much. Built to give immediate diagnoses, treatment recommendations in real time, far beyond where any human doctor could reach.
So it could monitor vitals, analyze symptoms, complex stuff too.
Exactly. And offer precise guidance on medical procedures, just ensuring astronauts stay healthy on that pioneering journey.
And the broader implications here are just immense. The article really highlights that every lesson learned from building and validating this tool in space could have significant use here on Earth. Think about remote populations, areas with really limited medical access.
Totally.
A validated AI medical assistant like this could fundamentally democratize healthcare. My take is, if it works for Mars,
right,
we could see rapid integration here, maybe 3 to 5 years for pilot programs, especially in underserved areas.
The bottleneck wouldn't be the tech then.
Probably not the tech itself, but likely regulatory approval, building trust within the, established medical community.
Oh.
But yeah, this could really be a game changer for basic healthcare access globally.
Okay, so from the cutting edge of space, let's pivot back down to Earth, but stay firmly in healthcare.
Okay.
There's an even larger scale collaboration happening. We're seeing commitments from the biggest names, Google, OpenAI, Amazon, Anthropic, Apple.
Wow, all of them.
All working with the Trump administration to build a comprehensive digital health ecosystem. This isn't just one company making a play. It's a massive industry-wide push.
So what's the focus?
Well, it's two main areas, kind of interconnected. First, creating a seamless framework so patients and providers can easily share health information.
The interoperability dream.
Exactly. So your records, test results, prescriptions could, theoretically flow effortlessly and securely between different doctors, hospitals.
Regardless of their own systems. Finally getting rid of that fragmented mess.
Hopefully. Eliminating lost info, duplicate tests, frustrating delays.
That would be huge. And the second area?
Personalized tools for patients. We're talking smart apps to manage chronic conditions like diabetes, obesity.
Proactive management.
Right. AI assistance for checking symptoms, scheduling appointments automatically, integrating with your calendar.
And maybe less paperwork.
A big part is digitizing that mountain of paperwork, reducing the burden on everyone. Less time filling forms, more time on health.
Yeah. We need to remember previous attempts at this, streamlining U.S. health data. Mm-hmm. They often hit technological walls, interoperability issues.
Yeah.
But this new effort, it's huge scale, over 60 companies involved. They expect results by early 2026.
So pretty soon then.
Relatively speaking, yeah. Mm-hmm. What this implies is a clear shift towards a more integrated digital-first healthcare experience for you, the listener. It could really transform how you access records or just talk to your providers. Ambitious, but major implications.
Okay, moving on from healthcare's digital revolution.
Yeah.
Let's dive headfirst into what's being called The AI model wars.
Ah, yes, the battleground.
Seriously playing out across pricing, performance, personalization. And leading the charge, as usual, is OpenAI with its GPT-5 rollout.
And this feels like more than just an update.
Definitely, it feels strategic.
It is. OpenAI released GPT-5, their new flagship, and they're calling it their first truly unified AI model.
Unified meaning.
It reportedly combines the more deliberate reasoning of their O series models with the fast responses of their GPT series.
Okay, best of both worlds.
That's the pitch. But the biggest shakeup, maybe the most surprising thing, it's now available to all free users of ChatGPT. Default model.
Wow, really? No more paywall for the top tier.
Nope. That's a significant departure. It could fundamentally change accessibility and therefore adoption of cutting-edge AI for millions.
And Sam Altman isn't exactly being modest about it.
No, never is. Declaring it the best model in the world called it a significant step towards AGI.
Artificial general intelligence.
Right. Saying it's something unimaginable at any previous time in history. Very bold claims.
So how does it stack up, performance-wise?
Well, the metrics offer a glimpse. On SW Bench Verified, that's for real-world coding tasks. GPT-5 scored an impressive 74.9% first try. That does slightly outperform Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.1 at 74.5% and Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro at 59.6%. So a clear win there for coding.
Okay, strong on coding, but what about broader tests?
Right, not entirely one-sided. On Humanity's Last Exam, that's a tough multidisciplinary test.
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
A version called GPT-5 Pro with extended reasoning scored 42% using tools. That's still slightly less than xAI's Grok 4 Heavy, which got 44.4%.
Interesting. So powerful, but maybe not universally dominant yet.
Exactly. It highlights that even the best model faces challenges, especially in, deeper multimodal reasoning and the pricing.
What about the pricing?
The article notes it's priced so aggressively low it might spark a price war.
Ah.
My analysis, this isn't just a competitive jab, it's strategic. It's about commoditizing access to advanced AI.
Maybe we can get almost baseline.
Pretty much. We'll likely see an explosion in AI integration everywhere,
You.
making powerful models accessible to way more developers, businesses, not just the giants. It's a race for ecosystem dominance.
But despite all this power, there was that incident, the chart crime.
Oh, yeah. Genuinely embarrassing moment during the presentation. Simon Willison called it a good example of a GPT-5 failure,
Yeah.
just turning data into a simple table.
Right. How does a supposedly world-leading AI struggle with something so basic?
It makes you wonder, and it really highlights the human element still needed for quality control oversight.
Especially for sensitive stuff.
Absolutely. Altman promised fixes, but yeah, it gave everyone a chuckle. And a reminder, they're not infallible.
And on the user side, ChatGPT's app is booming.
Yeah, on track for 700 million weekly active users. That's a fourfold increase since last year, boosted by the upgraded image generation from GPT-4, massive user base.
Incredible growth.
Yeah.
Now, shifting to another big player, Elon Musk and X.
Right, with Grok.
He's planning to put ads directly into Grok's AI responses.
Seems so. The move reveals this direct pressing link between the often astronomical costs of AI development.
Those expensive GPUs.
Exactly. And the urgent need for new monetization strategies in social media. It underscores how AI isn't just a feature, it's a fundamental business challenge for platforms struggling with traditional ad revenue.
So necessity-driven, maybe more than user-driven.
Feels that way.
Okay, Google's not standing still either.
Right.
Lots of moves in search and learning.
Definitely not. They're testing a revamped Google Finance AI upgrades, live news feed, adding commodities, more crypto,
Taking on Yahoo Finance, seeking alpha.
and crucially, trying to keep users from leaving Google Search for chatbots like ChatGPT when they have complex financial questions, keep that info flow and the ad revenue in-house.
Makes sense. And in education.
They're directly targeting ChatGPT's study mode with a new guided learning tool in Gemini.
Gemini, right.
And to boost adoption, they're offering students in some countries a free year of their AI Pro plan.
Clear battle for the AI education market. Get them while they're young.
Exactly. Capturing tomorrow's learners, embedding their tools into academic life.
What about course search, their main engine?
It's evolving significantly. Google's AI mode, that AI chat experience for deeper answers, already has over 100 million monthly active users, expanding fast.
With more features coming.
Yep, deep search for more comprehensive results, more personalized responses based on your history. But interestingly, Google keeps denying AI is significantly reshaping search itself. They attribute user shifts to people just going directly to other sites.
That seems a little hard to believe given how much they're investing in AI search features.
Right. It makes you wonder how long traditional search results in this AI chat can coexist before one really changes the other. Feels like we're on the cusp of a big shift in how we find information.
And they're pushing AI into schools younger, too.
Yeah, Notebook LM, their AI note-taking app, used to be 18 plus nay, now open to Workspace for education users of any age, and consumers 13 plus say.
A deliberate push into younger demographics.
Clearly integrating AI learning tools much earlier.
And their AI bug hunter, Big Sleep,
successfully found 20 security vulnerabilities, which is significant. Shows these tools are getting real results.
But there's a downside.
Yeah, the potential for AI slop or hallucinations and bug reports. The AI might generate fake vulnerabilities.
Great, like bug bounty spam?
Pretty much. Wasting valuable time for security teams verifying false positives. Powerful tool, new challenge.
Okay, what about Apple? They're usually quiet, but now pushing hard on AI.
Reportedly, yes. An aggressive, accelerated push. Tim Cook supposedly told employees Apple must win in AI, significantly increase investment.
Acknowledging they've fallen behind.
Explicitly. It's a clear signal of a full court press to catch up.
And part of that might be their own answer engine.
A hint of that, yeah. A direct challenge to Google and other AI search products. Recognizing search is changing.
And we're seeing AI in iOS already.
Latest iOS 26 beta has liquid glass design tweaks, sure, but also the return of AI-powered notification summaries for news.
So integrating into core user experiences.
Exactly. Often subtle, but making the experience more intelligent, more personalized.
So this race isn't just about the models, it's the infrastructure underneath.
Oh, absolutely. It's an escalating arms race in infrastructure. The scale of investment is just staggering.
Like Meta.
Take Meta. They plan to dramatically increase spending on AI infrastructure data centers, servers to $66.72 billion in 2025.
Really?
Billion. More than double their previous spend. Similar increases expected in 2026. Massive, relentless expansion.
And these aren't small data centers.
No way. Two colossal Titan clusters. Prometheus in Ohio, aiming for 1 gigawatt of compute power by 2026.
1 gigawatt.
And Hyperion in Louisiana. Footprint the size of Manhattan, potentially scaling up to 5 gigawatts.
These are like cities of computation.
Pretty much. Requiring immense resources.
Which raises the environmental question.
Exactly. These projects promise to soak up enough energy to power millions of homes. And the article notes a stark local impact. One project in Newton County, Georgia, already caused water taps to run dry for some residents.
Wow.
So what are the true environmental costs? Not just energy consumption, climate change, but local resource depletion, community impact. It's vital, often overshadowed by the hype.
And it's not just hardware, it's talent too. Meta's spending big on people.
Huge driver of growth for them. Millions, maybe billions, spent poaching AI engineers for their new superintelligence labs, even from OpenAI.
Intense competition.
Cutthroat. Top minds commanding unprecedented salaries. Zuckerberg himself reportedly reaching out personally.
Offering crazy packages.
Could top $1 billion over multiple years, reportedly. It's like pro sports free agency for AI researchers.
Incredible. And Zuckerberg has this vision of personal superintelligence.
Yeah, AI helping individuals live their best lives, mainly through Meta's smart glasses, VR headsets, integrating AI seamlessly.
But he also signaled a shift away from open source.
A potentially significant shift. Meta might not open source all its most advanced models, unlike their past approach, explicitly wanting to stay in the driver's seat.
That's big. Could limit wider access.
Definitely a strategic shift with ecosystem implications.
The infrastructure race also leads to weird pivots, like SoftBank buying that failed Foxconn EV factory.
Yeah, in Ohio, Foxconn had grand plans for EVs there, but their customers like Lordstown, Fisker, Indy EV went bust.
So SoftBank scoops it up for AI.
Reportedly for their Stargate AI project. Underscores this major shift in investment focus from hyped EVs to hyped AI infrastructure really fast.
And then there's OpenAI's deal with Oracle, $30 billion a year.
Staggering. Mm. Made Oracle stock at an all-time high, briefly made Larry Ellison the second richest person.
But the scale. That's triple OpenAI's current annual recurring revenue.
Exactly. And that's just one deal with Oracle. Doesn't include all their other expenses.
Raises questions about sustainability, right?
They're big questions. How sustainable are these massive infra investments? What does it mean for OpenAI's long-term profitability when so much revenue goes straight to infrastructure?
And lastly on infrastructure, vast data. huge valuation jump.
Monumental. Talks of around valuing them up to $30 billion, up from $9.1 billion last year.
Just incredible growth.
Their focus is efficient storage tech for AI data centers. They reported $200 million ARR in January, projecting $600 million next year, and they're free cash flow positive.
Wow.
Really shows the intense investor interest in the underlying foundational stuff supporting the AI boom. Not just the flashy models, but the critical plumbing.
Okay, let's shift to how AI is hitting our daily lives, consumer experiences, social, shopping.
Right. Duolingo is a fascinating case. They beat revenue estimates despite backlash over becoming AI first and phasing out contractors.
Stock jumped 30%.
Almost 30%. Anticipating over $1 billion revenue this year, daily active users up 40%.
So the numbers look great, but users are complaining.
Some are arguing that AI features make the app worse. It's this core tension. Is financial success validation, even if it alienates users or displaces humans? User experience versus bottom line?
A common theme. What about Instagram's map feature?
Launched a new Snap Map-like opt-in Instagram map in the U.S. Share recent location, discover location content.
Opt-in is key there.
Absolutely. Adam Mosseri had to actively reassure users. It's off by default, only visible if chosen, only updates when the app is open, not real-time tracking.
But misinformation spread anyway.
Yeah, posts claiming it's automatic, telling people to disable it, really highlights that struggle with privacy perception versus reality, especially with location data, a battle for trust.
And Amazon's Alexa plus Mori making it agentic.
Rolling out to millions. Agentic, meaning it doesn't just respond, it proactively takes actions for you.
Like booking dinner. Ordering Ubers.
Exactly. Buying tickets, making shopping lists just by talking naturally, trying to be a truly proactive agent in your home.
But it's not perfect yet.
Initial tests showed kinks. Lag in responses, difficulty interpreting dates from emails, struggles with complex shopping queries like, is it out of stock in blue?
So a gap between the promise and reality still.
Definitely. Still a way to go. And Andy Jassy sees future ad opportunities in these multi-turn conversations. New ad models for conversational AI.
And privacy concerns with that Bee acquisition.
The wearable.
Signals interest in recording everything around users. Bee's policies say recordings aren't saved or used for training, offer deletion. But still, inherent privacy concerns with a pervasive device capturing data in your personal space. Trade-offs.
Moving to creative AI. Open art and brain rot videos.
Yeah, former Googlers startup. Yeah. Generating wild videos, sharks and sneakers, etc. Gaining traction, especially with younger users.
What's their key feature? Maintaining character consistency across a video, unlike other models. Plans include conversations between characters, a mobile app, getting more complex.
What about IP?
Copyright.
They say they're cautious around IP infringement, open to licensing talks. Raises that huge question. How will AI content navigate copyright moving forward, especially as it mimics styles, characters?
And they have a subscription model.
Credit-based system, 14 to 56 $1 a month, direct-to-consumer AI creative tools.
The browser company, known for Arc, launching a paid AI browser, Daya Pro.
Yep, $20 a month subscription. They see it as the next big leap in AI browsers, making everyday tasks like booking things easier using AI within the browser.
How does it work?
Voice input can view all open tabs to understand context for research, product comparison, future, prompt you to pick up where you left off.
But is chatting with an AI faster than just doing it yourself?
The article questions that. What's intriguing is how AI is trying to integrate into the interface itself, changing how we interact with the web. An interesting workflow experiment.
Capture.ai adding a social feed. Yeah, share images, videos, chatbots, chat snippets, AI images. Even have characters debate on live stream.
Wow.
CEO says the boundary between creator and consumer is disappearing. A new model of social interaction driven by AI characters.
And Locket, the photo widget app, using celebrities now.
Banking on celebrity lockets for growth. Celebrities engage with loyal followers on their home screens. Unique way to leverage celebrity influence in a niche space.
Tinder exploring redesigns, college features.
Yeah, new dating modes, searching within a college, trying to boost engagement, especially with younger users. Follow CEO, exit, layoffs, a push to revitalize.
Spotify expanding audiobooks.
Access for more U.S. subscribers with the new $11.99 Audiobooks Plus plan, 15 hours. First-time Family Duo members can access too. Clearly trying to get more revenue from existing subs after a weaker ad quarter.
And using AI for better user experience.
Their tech chief says AI lets users talk naturally for music requests, generating valuable data sets, expects experiences to get much more interactive, moving towards reasoning AI models.
Beyond just predictions.
Right. More complex tasks based on listening history, AI DJ interactions, more context-aware.
And that Happy Gilmore game with Netflix.
Creative cross-promotion, mini-game in the Spotify app, audio clips, personalized playlists. Shows innovative engagement strategies.
Open Vibe consolidating open social networks and RSS feeds.
Expanding functionality. Follow news sites, blogs via RSS alongside Blueski, Mastodon, etc. Vision is a central hub for social and news. Simplifying info consumption.
WhatsApp adding scam protection. That's needed.
Crucial features. Taken down over 6.8 million accounts linked to scam centers globally. Testing new alerts when chatting with unknown contacts.
Giving users advice, too.
Explicit advice. Take time responding, question requests, verify identity via other means if someone claims to be family friend asking for something unusual. Empowering users against social engineering.
Truecaller losing iPhone call recording because of iOS 18.1.
Exactly. Apple introducing native recording transcription kills that feature for them on iPhone from Sept 30th.
So they rely on other paid features now.
Caller ID, spam blocking. It perfectly illustrates that challenge for third-party apps when platforms integrate their core functions, forces them to innovate or find new value.
And TikTok Pro in Europe, ad-free subscription.
$2.99 a month. Includes a charity support program, same content, but no live streams, shopping, or ads. Different experience, different model. Likely driven by EU regulations and user demand for ad-free options.
Okay, shifting gears again. AI in the enterprise, business models. Some paradoxes here.
Definitely. AI coding assistants like Windsurf, despite the hype, can be massively money-losing businesses.
Really? Why?
Very negative gross margins, high costs of using LLMs, pressure to always offer the latest, most expensive models.
And the Windsurf saga illustrates this.
Perfectly. Talks for a $2.85 base valuation, planned sale to OpenAI for $3 beater fell apart. Google swooped in.
Good for founders, VCs, not employees.
Reportedly, many hired in the last year got nothing from the Google deal. They expected a payout. Interim CEO Jeff Wang then sold the remaining entity to Cognition, ensuring all employees gained from that sale. Raises that ethical question. Responsibility to employees and high-stakes exits.
Tough situation. Microsoft's enterprise AI.
Making big inroads. OpenAI launched GPT-OS 20B lightweight model, runs on consumer PCs, 16GB VRAM, optimized for agentic tasks, code execution.
But it hallucinates.
Right.
A lot.
Yeah, text only, but responded inaccurately to 53% of questions on one benchmark. Highlights that ongoing reliability challenge, even with powerful local models.
But GitHub Copilot is huge.
Used by 90% of Fortune 100. Enterprise customer growth 75% last quarter. Cursor, another tool, over $500 ARR, both adding AI agents for code review, bug catching, blurring the lines between them, competition driving rapid innovation.
Google's coding agent, Jules, is out of beta.
Yep. Key differentiator runs asynchronously in a VM, unlike synchronous tools. Faster task execution.
And Google's using it internally.
Big push to use it on a lot more projects. Signals its value. Internal adoption often precedes wider release.
FinTech in the Middle East Alliance. Yeah. Big Series A.
$48 million. Leading spend management platform there. Process 2.5M transactions, 1,500 plus finance teams.
And they're profitable?
Oh, impressively. Spend $5 mileage to generate $10 revenue. CEO credits disciplined, capital-efficient approach. Expanding to Saudi, doubling volumes monthly. Doubling down on AI finance automation. AI driving efficiency.
Lava payments using usage credits for AI agent transactions.
Raised $5.08. Building wallets for this. Vision. Single wallet credit system for autonomous agents to make payments without humans. Could change how AIs interact with services, create an AI to AI economy.
GupShup raising $110 for its AI agent platform.
Started with business SMS, now this. Over 50,000 customers, 100 plus countries. Emphasize customization for foundation models businesses can't just use off the shelf. Need specialized AI.
To Sixth Sense using AI in semiconductor manufacturing.
Raised $8.05 Series A. Converts raw production data to real-time insights. Prevent quality issues, improve yield. Addresses a surprising lack of real-time intelligence despite massive data generation, critical AI application.
Tavly connecting AI agents to the web, compliantly.
Raised $25 Series A. Started as open source GPT researcher, now enterprise focused. Tools for agents to search, crawl, extract insights from public and private sources. Goal, onboard the next billion agents to the web. Huge growth area.
Okay, the AI sales automation startup, another huge round.
confirmed $100 a round at $3.1 billion valuation just months after their last funding, shows rapid investment in AI apps with proven market traction.
And ByteSite, the food delivery app using AI for efficiency,
went viral via TikTok. Founder sees AI as a startup advantage. Perform 10x the work of a human for much less the cost. Avoid overhead, pass savings to business customers, maintain margins. Fascinating use of AI for operational efficiency, cost cutting.
Okay, let's address the broader societal side, the ethical implications.
Crucial discussion. A big problem is AI slop in cybersecurity bug reports.
AI generating fake vulnerability reports.
Exactly. They sound reasonable, look technically correct, but are fabricated, waste huge amounts of time for security teams verifying them.
Raises that trust issue again, right?
Absolutely. How do you verify info when AI can create convincing false realities? What are the implications for trust, especially in vital areas like security?
And the perplexity scraping controversy. Cloudflare accusing them.
Accused Perplexity of crawling sites that explicitly blocked AI scraping, reportedly by changing bot identifiers to bypass blocks.
Deliberate circumvention.
Suggests that. Highlights the ongoing ethical, legal battles over data sourcing for AI models, and the challenge of enforcing online content policies against aggressive data collection. Contentious stuff. Then, artificial diversity in fashion. That guess ad with the AI model.
Right, sparked backlash. Critics said it creates new digital standards of perfection, makes it harder for human models.
The call is to combat homogeneity by intentionally training AI with diverse appearances. Otherwise, the AI will reflect whatever biases it was trained on.
So how to ensure AI promotes genuine inclusivity, not just superficial or biased representations?
That's the core question about the values we embed.
Ron Dibert from Citizen Lab warning about U.S. authoritarianism linked to big tech.
A stark warning at Black Hat. Urge the cyber community to be aware, avoid contributing, help reverse the trend. Highlighted politics entering cybersecurity, like targeting CISA directors. A critical call for ethical engagement from tech.
And the AI Now Institute raising concerns about chasing AGI. Power consolidation.
Questioning who benefits from things like Trump's AI action plan. Warning AGI pursuit leads to power consolidation with big social implications.
This comes as Google signed the EU AI code, but Meta refused.
Right. Meta called the EU implementation overreach, claimed it would throttle AI development.
And the EU AI Act itself is pretty comprehensive.
Described as the world's first comprehensive AI law, bans unacceptable risk, uses manipulation, social scoring, defines high-risk biometrics, requires registration, risk management, no training on pirated content, significant global regulatory effort, balancing innovation and safeguards.
Okay, moving from digital challenges to the physical world, robots are really on the rise.
Expanding far beyond the factory floor now.
Like in agriculture, tree rider robotics and strawberries.
Yeah. Incredible innovation there. Tackling pesticide-use strawberries are popular, but pesticide-reliant.
So what do their robots do?
Tractor-sized autonomous robots use UVC light to kill bacteria, damage pests, plus vacuums to suck up bug residue, all without harming crops. And their business model is interesting, run as a service overnight, not selling the robots outright.
Easier entry for farmers.
Exactly. Gained quick traction. Co-founder commercialized USDA tech, even did Airbnb surfing for months collecting farm data. Great example of lab tech to real-world application.
And Karkin pivoting from food delivery to industrial robots.
Decisive pivot. Initially known for last-mile delivery on campuses, now primary focus is industrial.
Was that a hard switch?
Apparently not. The AI was trained on years of diverse delivery data, devices designed for varied terrain, adaptable tech.
So now moving materials in factories, pharma plants.
Exactly. Automating tasks building to building. They'll keep the delivery business but won't expand it. Use those routes for testing new capabilities for industrial use. Shows how robotics tech can be redeployed efficiently.
We're also seeing robots for really specialized tasks. Like Asalon's robot guard dogs.
Raised 26 ML Series B, partly for those, not just gadgets, used for real security, perimeter defense, practical application in a specialized field.
And Bedrock Robotics automating construction, ex Waymo engineers.
Launched with $80 REM funding, developing a self-driving kit to retrofit existing construction vehicles.
Turning dump trucks autonomous.
Essentially, vision. Upgrade existing fleets with sensors, compute, intelligence, understands goals, adapts, works around the clock. Revolutionizing a labor-intensive, often dangerous industry. Team includes Waymo Vets and Anki Robotics co-founder. Cross-sector expertise.
And diligent robotics using humanoids in hospitals. Hiring from crews.
deploys humanoids in hospitals, pharmacies, hired two notable Cruise alumni. Their Moxie robots are in 25-plus healthcare networks, become integral parts, a very sticky product, raised over $90, and the connection to AVs.
One new hire noted autonomous vehicles are fundamentally mobile robots, just called differently. Highlights that transferability of expertise. AV tech moving into healthcare robotics.
So what's the future vision beyond just utility? Hugging Face and cute robots.
Betting on them, like the Ricci Mini. Vision isn't chores, but a hackable entertainment device.
Small, desktop size, cameras, mics, speakers, bobbing head.
Comes with preset apps, but users can build their own via open source software, encouraging creativity.
Hugging Face acquired French robotics startup Pollen for this, focused on low price point. Believe open source AI will transform robotics like it did software. Community-driven development.
And the co-founder wonders if people will vibe code apps for them.
Yeah, intuitively program them. Imagine programming robots becoming as creative as making AI art or music, democratizing robotics development.
Then there's OpenMind, aiming to be the Android OS for humanoids.
Providing a universal open platform, gearing up to ship their first 10 OM1-powered robotic dogs by September.
Getting the tech out quickly, iterating based on feedback.
Exactly. And their vision is interconnected. Robeats connecting, sharing data, learning languages from each other without direct human teaching points to a collective robotic intelligence future. Raise $20.
And RealSense spinning out of Intel.
After 14 years, to scale its stereoscopic imaging tech independently.
That's the tech using two images for depth.
Yeah, enhanced with infrared light, helps robots, drones, AVs perceive the world better. Also used for facial authentication. Spin-out could accelerate adoption of advanced perception systems everywhere.
Okay, switching back to the digital realm, but the challenging side. Security and privacy. Yep. The digital Wild West.
And the rising tide of data breaches and cybercrime is relentless.
Like that French telecom giant, Bouygues. Data breach affecting millions.
Latest in a series hitting French carriers after Orange Telecom in July points to a broader vulnerability in critical telecom infrastructure. Prime targets.
And that T on her app leaking incredibly sensitive data.
A rival to the T safety app, leaking usernames, emails, driver's licenses, selfies, license images publicly accessible via web links.
Oh my God.
It's a stark warning, right? What does this mean for your data safety on new viral platforms, especially those launching without robust security? Extreme vigilance needed.
Even giants like Google get hit via third parties. Salesforce breach.
Hackers Shiny Hunters stole customer data by breaching Google's Salesforce database. Crucial reminder. Even major tech companies are vulnerable through their supply chain. Third-party vendor risk is real.
And Cisco hit by voice phishing.
Hacker used social engineering over the phone to steal user info. Names, orgs, addresses, emails, phones, highlights how human interaction can be exploited even in sophisticated tech environments. Technology isn't foolproof against manipulation.
The Alliance Life breach sounds particularly bad. Social security number stolen.
For the majority of its 1.4 million customers, plus financial pros, employees, theft of SSNs is severe potential for long-term identity theft, financial ruin for millions, high-impact breach, and crypto thefts hitting records in 2025.
Over $2 billion stolen in the first half alone. Worst year to date ever. Surpasses last year's total, 17% higher than H1 2022.
A lot attributed to one breach at Bybit, North Korean hackers.
Reportedly stole over $1.4 billion funneled to the regime. Shows that continued trend of state-sponsored cybercrime targeting crypto.
But some good news. Authorities seizing black suit ransomware servers.
Yes, German prosecutors in a joint U.S.-European operation. Seized infrastructure. Secured considerable amounts of data to help identify the individuals, shows successful international cooperation against these sophisticated groups that often rebrand. Law enforcement adapting. Okay, digging deeper into exploitation and vulnerabilities. That SonicWall SSL VPN warning.
Critical warning. Urging customers to disable SSL VPN amid reports of ransomware exploiting a likely zero-day bug.
A vulnerability exploited before a patch exists. Super dangerous.
Security firms seeing intrusions since mid-July. Evidence points to a zero-day. Akira ransomware gang might be behind some, targeting critical enterprise firewalls. A zero-day and a gatekeeper product like that. Nightmare scenario for organizations. Direct path in.
And surveillance vendors exploiting SS7 phone network attacks.
Caught exploiting a new SS7 attack to track phone locations. SS7 is that foundational protocol for phone networks. Exploiting it bypasses traditional security for location tracking, often without user knowledge.
Historically used by nation states.
China, Iran, Israel, Russia, Saudi Arabia. Experts warn it's an increasing trend, more exploits expected. What does this mean for your mobile privacy, even when you're not using apps? Underlying infrastructure can be targeted.
Apple alerting Iranians about iPhone spyware attacks
underscores that ongoing threat of state-sponsored spyware, often targeting specific groups, the constant cat-and-mouse game.
And Google's stance on UK encryption backdoors. Very explicit.
Stated they've never built any backdoor to circumvent end-to-end encryption. Crucially, said they haven't received a technical capabilities notice that UK surveillance order, unlike Apple, which reportedly did.
Significant statement reaffirming their commitment. Sets their public position apart here.
Definitely underscores the ongoing privacy versus security debate.
Okay, let's look at platform safety, content moderation. WhatsApp taking steps.
Proactive steps. Added scam protection features, taken down over 6.8 million accounts linked to scam centers, testing new alerts for chats with unknown contacts.
And giving users direct advice.
Explicitly. Take time responding, question requests, verify identity via other means if someone claims to be family friend asking for something weird. Empowering users against social engineering.
YouTube rolling out age estimation tech.
In the U.S., to identify teens more accurately, provide age-appropriate experiences. Uses complex signals, not just stated birthdays, part of broader child safety initiatives amid government scrutiny.
Apple broadening App Store age ratings, too.
More comprehensive. Devs must report in-app controls, medical topics, disclose violence. Apple calculates rating, offers parents more specific guidance, prevents kids installing apps above their age range, filters discovery tabs too, part of a broader child safety update. TikTok merging core product and trust and safety teams
into a single platform responsibility team. Comes amidst huge uncertainty about TikTok's U.S. future shutdown deadline extended again. U.S. wants algorithm control in any sale, seen as effort to beef up U.S. ops, address regulatory concerns.
Also adding new features.
Enhanced parental controls, more visibility. Creator care mode, using AI to filter offensive comments based on creator history. Publicly launched footnotes, their fact-checking system with a bridging algorithm to find consensus, guard against brigading. Multifaceted effort.
Meta adding protections for accounts featuring children.
New protections on Instagram. Attempt to prevent suspicious adults finding these accounts. Avoid recommending them, make them harder to find in search. Addresses kidfluencer criticism, risks of sharing kids' lives online, especially after that NYT investigation. New safety for teen DMs, too. And the challenges for decentralized platforms like Mastodon, Blueski. Moderation difficulties.
Jonathan Roth, ex-Twitter trust and safety head, detailed this. Many community-based platforms, ironically, have the fewest technical tools for moderation.
Relying on community self-governance.
Blueski uses a hybrid human mods, TNS staff, plus user customization tools. Roth highlights the dilemma. As services decentralize, questions arise about protecting individuals versus community needs open discourse. His provocative thought, if you're starting with the content, you've already lost against AI. Behavioral signals are key, not just content analysis.
Okay, let's shift to the road ahead. Transportation and emerging tech. Autonomous vehicles first.
Zoox, Amazon-owned, got a federal exemption from NHTSA for its custom robo-taxis, allows demonstrations. NHTSA also closed an investigation into Zoox.
They're not commercial operation yet, but a step.
Critical step. Linked to NHTSA's new national framework easing deployment of AVs without manual controls at steering wheels. Zoox agreed to remove claims its vehicles comply with standards due to lack of controls.
Lyft and Baidu planning robo-taxis in Europe.
Looking at Germany and UK next year, pending regulatory approval, Baidu's RT6 vehicles with Apollo Go system integrated into Lyft app.
Lyft expanding beyond the U.S.
Oh, part of their hybrid network approach, AVs and human drivers, marks European expansion following their acquisition of German app FreeNow. Big shift.
Waymo launching in Dallas, using Avis for fleet management.
Plans Dallas launch next year, partnering with Avis for charging, maintenance, but challenges remain.
Why?
Two Waymo robo-taxis recently crashed into each other at a staging lot in Phoenix. Shows rapid expansion can still have kinks, Waymo's investigating. Raises questions about new failure points, trust.
Aurora making progress with autonomous trucks.
Notable progress. Three self-driving trucks operating commercially, Dallas-Houston, logged over 20,000 driverless miles. Now operating at night. Opened a new facility in Phoenix.
Like challenges reign.
Yep. And spaling targets. Tens of driverless trucks by year end, hundreds by end of 2026. Critical steps towards profitability.
Tesla's autopilot trial verdict in Florida.
Jury found Tesla partly liable in a fatal crash, awarded $200 million. one of the first major legal decisions against Tesla on autopilot. Plaintiffs argued Tesla designed it for highways but didn't restrict use elsewhere. Musk's claims led to overconfidence.
Tesla's appealing.
Plans to. Cites substantial errors of law, argues no car could have prevented it, driver admitted responsibility.
Context matters here, too. NTSB findings from 2018.
NTSB found a driver in a 2018 fatal crash was playing a mobile game on autopilot, and Tesla largely ignored NTSB recommendations back then.
And Musk got a new, huge compensation package.
$29 billion. Voided if Delaware Supreme Court overturns his 2018 $56 billion plan. New plan includes a 2-year pledge for Musk to remain, addressing prior critique.
Tesla's robotaxi service started.
Limited service in Austin, with a human employee in the passenger seat. Still far from Musk's vision of owners renting out their cars as robotaxis.
Joby Aviation partnering with L3Harris for defense VTOLs.
Exploring development of a new class of autonomous gas turbine hybrid VTOL aircraft for defense.
They already have electric VTOLs.
Piloted eVTOL, Air One, 2,500 plus pre-orders. Uncrewed cargo eVTOL. This agreement progresses their dual market strategy, defense and consumer.
Okay, moving to electric vehicles. Foxconn selling that Ohio factory after EV plans fail.
Sold the former GM factory, failed to make it an EV hub. Prospective customers like Lordstown, Fisker, Indy EV went bust.
And SoftBank bought it for AI.
Reportedly, highlights that big pivot from EV manufacturing hype to AI infrastructure investment.
Rivian suing to sell directly in Ohio.
Filed suit. Direct sales allowed in 25 states, D.C. Argues Ohio's archaic prohibition is unconstitutional, harms consumers. Won similar fights in Illinois.
Also restarting work on their Georgia factory.
Resuming prep work. Deep Utilities in August, vertical construction, Q1 2026, created 46 jobs already.
Slate Auto, Bezos-backed stealth EV startup, affordable pickup.
Unveiled plans, ultra-affordable $25,000 customizable electric pickup, production targeted late 2026.
Strategy.
Disrupt market using ex-Harley Chrysler expertise, focus on accessories, aftermarket parts, interesting approach.
Nevoya claiming EV truck fleets reached cost parity with diesel.
Raised $9.03, reached cost parity. Their model uses third-party charging warehouses off-peak to cut upfront costs, plan dedicated charging later.
Expanding with a unique management style.
Hiring GMs to run new locations like startups within a startup, fostering competition, using AI for fleet optimization too.
All right, let's blast off to space tech. Rocket Lab's results.
Q2 results showed Space Systems, non-launch, driving most revenue, $97.09 of $144.05 total. Net loss widened, though, $66.04.
Acquiring GEAST, moving into optical payload.
Acquiring for $275 cash equity, opens new optical systems unit, aims to be more competitive for government contracts, moving beyond just a rocket company.
But their new Neutron rocket launch might be delayed by dredging.
Fascinating bottleneck. Maiden test mission H2 2025 might be limited not by hardware, but maritime access a dredging project for its spaceport, seeking permission for temporary kedging for hardware delivery.
SpaceX worker injury rates, much higher than average.
Almost 6 times higher at Starbase. 5.9 injuries, 100 workers, 2023. 7.6 for West Coast booster recovery ops.
Lawsuits alleging safety was compromised.
Two former employees filed wrongful termination suits. Alleged speed cost prioritized over safety. Cite finger amputation, crane collapse. Investigations found hundreds of unreported injuries, one fatality.
And Starbase City governance.
Duly incorporated, governed by SpaceX execs. SpaceX provides utilities, not the city. Planned pipeline feeds private SpaceX water system. Neighbors don't automatically get access. Raises questions about corporate governance, public services, and company towns.
Adrian automating factories for space defense parts. Okay. Big funding.
Raised $260, total near $500. Building automated factories. Aims to modernize U.S. manufacturing, currently aging small shops. Promise mass-produced parts way faster. 15 weeks to 15 days.
Using advanced tech.
High-precision CNC machining, diversifying into welding, casting, additive. Fascinating use of automation to revitalize a critical sector.
Arta Space manufacturing drugs in orbit. Huge funding round.
Massive $187 million Series C.
Why manufacture in space?
Leverage microgravity to produce critical pharma components hard impossible to make on Earth due to gravity. Bring components back for finished drugs.
Vision is space as the ultimate high ground for pharma.
Turning orbital manufacturing into a lucrative IP-generating machine. Bold vision.
Uplink providing real-time satellite connectivity.
Y Combinator startup raised $4.03 some seed. solving dark zones, coverage gaps, for satellites,
oh.
building real-time connectivity network in LEO using hybrid RF optical architecture, no user terminal approach, constellation of 32 satellites using lasers radios for continuous connectivity, even for satellites without specific hardware. Initial demo mission via SpaceX Rideshare Q2 2026.
Amazon's Kuiper satellites launching on a SpaceX rocket.
Project Kuiper Internet Sats launched aboard Falcon 9 brings total Kuiper sats to 78.
Competing with Starlink.
Amazon plans over 3,200 spacecraft in Gen 1 constellation to challenge Starlink's dominance, around 8,000 sats.
Fascinating that SpaceX is launching its competitor's satellites.
Highlights the practical realities and interdependencies in the evolving space industry. Competitors rely on each other for launch.
Firefly Aerospace filing for IPO.
Formal declaration filed. Follows recent successes like the historic commercial moon landing.
Financials look okay.
Reports $176.09 is cash. Incurred losses, negative cash flows, but projects adequate liquidity for 12 plus months.
Strong pipeline.
Major partnership with Northrop Grumman for reusable launcher, Eclipse. Launch agreement up to 25 launches with Lockheed Martin. Impending debut of Elytra in space transport. $1.1 billion backlogged orders contracts, double from last year, signals strong investor confidence.
Okay, final section, funding the future. Startups, deals, VC insights from DisruptRight.
Insights from the TechCrunch Disrupt Conference. First, founders' exit strategies.
What did Jay Das and Roseanne Winchek say?
Focus on what founders need to know before choosing an exit. Jay Das, Sapphire Ventures, described Figma's IPO as a little bit of a meme stock, highlighted its rarity today. Survived a failed Adobe acquisition, went public independently. Complex story. Kleiner Perkins, key investor, holds Figma stake worth over $6 billion, three times their last mega funds. Shows the huge value created when startups grow independently.
Raising a Series C. Kathy Gao from Sapphire Ventures weighed in.
Described the 2025 capital market as perplexing. Capital isn't scarce, but access is harder than ever.
What are investors asking now at Series C?
Is this company truly a winner? Is the upside really undeniable? Companies need to be category leaders, defining categories, clear go-to-market, efficient growth.
Her advice.
Treat fundraising like a go-to-market campaign. Build relationships with VCs before pitching. Sapphire prefers investing at Series B, but often knows the company for a year plus beforehand. Timing and planning are crucial at Series C, not luck. What does this mean for you, the founder? Plan ahead.
Roadmap to seed funding panel. Rhea Palma, Gabby Cazzo, Marla Nichols.
Aimed for honest, actionable insights on pitching, choosing partners. Marlon Nichols, Mac Venture Capital, $600 AUM, focuses on scaling industry shapers like Blavity, Thrive Market. Unique perspective on turning early interest into investment.
Disrupt overall had big names.
Heavyweights like Netflix, 11 Labs, Wave, Sequoia, Eli Gill, Deep Insights Promise, Sessions on AI at the Brink, Strategic Playbook for National Security, Humanoids, AVs, What's Next in AI Hardware. Cutting edge topics.
Okay, some notable fundraisers and valuations. Brex getting licensed in the EU.
Major milestone for the IPO hopeful. Can directly issue cards, offer spend management in all 30 EU countries. Good news for European startups, especially young ones. UK expansion plan too.
On track for profitability.
Aiming to stop burning cash in 2025. Important milestone for its future IPO. Clear path to public markets.
Uzbekistan's first unicorn, Uzum. Valuation jump.
Leapt to approx $1.5 billion post money. Nearly 30% jump in just over a year.
Rapid growth.
Founded 2022, over 17 million monthly active users, nearly half of Uzbekistan's adults, 16,000 merchants. $250 GMV in H1 2025 alone, up 1.5x YoY.
Diversified services.
E-commerce, Uzum Market, FinTech, debit card with credit limits, 2M cards issued, express food delivery, Uzum Tescor, diversification, rapid scaling caught global investor attention like Tencent.
Still bright tackling copper costs.
Skyrocketing demand means we need twice as much copper ever mined. Still bright found a novel, cleaner way to extract copper without pollution. Uses vanadium-based solution regenerated with electricity. Aims to be among cheapest copper producers. Raised $18.07 seed. Highly relevant innovation.
Pearl Edison making home efficiency cheaper via utilities.
Detroit startup raised $3.03 in seed. Partners with utilities. Identifies customers likely to benefit from retrofits, heat pumps, insulation. Builds white-labeled sites for utilities. Helps run campaigns. Leveraging utility brand trust. Programs with two utilities, Ann Arbor.
Mission Barnes getting USDA approval for animal-free pork fat.
Approval for cultured pork fat. First products. Bacon, meatball, sausage alternatives using pea protein and their cultured fat. plan to supply other food manufacturers too. Claim Fat adds so much flavor they can remove expensive artificial flavorings. Significant step for alternative meat.
Yeah. Net zero nitrogen reducing synthetic fertilizer use.
Uses bacterial amendment produced cheaper than equivalent synthetic fertilizer. Goal. Sell to farmers 50 hectare less than synthetics, maybe 30-40% discount in SE Asia. Cleaner, cheaper alternative to polluting Haber-Bosch process.
Leighton Labs democratizing protein design with AI.
Launched web-based AI model. Offers open-sourced AI foundation models for drug discovery. Backed by big names. Jeff Dean, Google, Dario Amodei, Anthropic, Mati Staniszewski, 11 Labs. Huge interest in AI for biotech.
Varda Space, again, drug manufacturing in space, 187 Mumrum C round.
Right, leveraging microgravity for pharma components hard to make on Earth, building lucrative IP machine in orbit.
Avalanche developing microfusion reactors.
Small reactors, 5 kilowatts to a few hundred kilowatts. Achieve extremely high voltage densities, 6M volts meter.
Cool.
Generate lots of neutrons cheaply for radioisotope production, evaluating materials for larger fusion reactors, glimpse into future energy.
J Aerospace scaling aircraft supply chain in India.
Secured $11 MRs. Ease global bottlenecks by scaling commercial aircraft supply chain in India. Aim to unlock India's potential for tier 12 manufacturers, make 60-70% of components, not just OEMs like Boeing.
Using tech.
60,000 Pal Hecta P facility in Hyderabad, precision machinery, robotics, IoT, / product intro lead times from 15 weeks to 15 days, tech-driven approach to traditional industry.
CRV downsizing its fund.
Announced 20th fund, $750. Downsized after returning 275 members from a previous $500 select fund last year. Explained follow-ons with lower overall returns.
It's a high demand, though.
Raised the $750 in just 4 weeks, demand for double that. Shows strong LP confidence in their focus strategy.
Kleiner Perkins having a very good week.
Two significant IPOs, Figma and Ambiq Micro.
Figma impact was huge.
Kleiner still holds 52M plus shares, stake worth over $6 billion day one close. Three times size of their last mega funds. Partner Mamoon Hamid oversaw it.
Ambiq Micro too.
Chipmaker for wearables. Shares climbed $24 to over $42. Kleiner stake worth over 91 mellers. Successful exits in a complex market.
Finally, the AI talent and compensation market. Meta's aggressive poaching.
Zuckerberg reportedly personally reaching out, offering jaw-dropping compensation packages, potentially topping $1 over years, even targeting researchers from rivals like OpenAI.
Compared to pro sports.
Article calls it the AI talent war, like pro sports due to outsized contracts, unprecedented infrastructure needs, remarkable investment in human capital, even pause testing on Llama model behemoth to focus on closed model build superintelligence labs.
Scale AI laying off staff after Meta's investment.
Laid off 14%, mostly data labeling. Just weeks after Meta invested $14.3 billion in Scale AI and hired away its CEO Alexander Wang from Meta's new lab, several large data customers cut ties after Meta's investment.
Forced pivot for Scale AI.
Highlights disruptive impact of talent war. Massive investments, forcing companies to reevaluate core business due to market shifts, talent moves.
And that Windsurf employee payout controversy again.
While founders VCs got big payouts from Google deal, many employees hired last year didn't. Vinod Khosla publicly criticized founders for leaving their teams behind.
But resolved later.
Remaining entity sold to Cognition, which ensured every employee gained financially from that acquisition. Shines light on ethical considerations of exits, employee equity.
Okay, let's try to unpack all of this. What a truly comprehensive deep dive into tech from just one day's headlines.
It really was. We went from the vastness of space, AI, medical assistance, orbital drug factories.
Right down to the nitty-gritty of AI models sparking price wars and the very real impact of security breaches hitting millions.
Indeed. We've seen how AI isn't just chatbots anymore. It's fundamentally reshaping industries, healthcare, defense, influencing social algorithms, determining huge startup valuations.
And that constant tension is always there.
Yeah, between innovation and societal impact, privacy concerns with new apps, ethical questions on AI content, the sheer energy demands of the AI arms race. It's all interconnected.
We also explored robotics becoming integral everywhere from strawberry farming to hospitals.
And the massive investments pouring into the infrastructure needed to support it all. It's clear the lines between possible and practical are constantly being redrawn.
Almost daily, it feels like.
Which brings us to a really important question for you, our listener, to mull over.
Okay.
As AI models get more powerful, robots more capable, digital platforms more pervasive, we're not just watching this happen, right? We're actively participating in its evolution.
It's true.
So consider this. If that chart crime snafu from GPT-5 shows even advanced AI struggles with basics, what surprising, maybe more profound human-like flaws might emerge as AI agents become truly autonomous, navigating our finances, relationships, sensitive data?
That's a deep thought.
What responsibility then falls to us, not just users, but citizens, to ensure these systems don't just mimic intelligence, but actually embody our values, accuracy, privacy, ethical conduct?
A truly thought-provoking challenge for our increasingly interconnected future. Keep asking those questions, keep digging, and most importantly, stay informed.
That's our deep dive for today. Thanks for joining us.
We look forward to exploring the future with you next time.